Hello, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and coming to you this August 26, 2021, for our annual football sports betting special. Yeah, the season is back again. And you know, you might be in a beautiful sports book right now, and you might also just be staying at home because, you know, you can do it either way. Some of these casinos are just putting in incredible sports books, which, 25, 30 foot high screens. It's amazing. But you can have just as much fun, I think, staying at home because of online betting. It's just incredible. And more people are getting into it. I think there's 40 states now that have approved sports betting. I may be wrong, but the numbers are growing day by day. Everybody's getting involved in it. I mean, you can be a big sports bettor and not even be associated with a brick and mortar casino. I mean, legally, they are the sporting gaming company, but doesn't matter to you as long as it's legal and they pay, baby. And what do you need? Well, you might need a credit card. You might need PayPal, you know, checking routing numbers, account numbers, however you want to do it. But it seems so secure and you could have a ton of fun. And sports betting might present you with odds possible in any casino, online or in brick and mortar, where you can actually win. I'm looking forward to it. So, hey, here's something I want to do. Just the excitement of football itself. Here it is.
He's to the 20. He's to the 25. 30, 35, 40. He's down the sideline. 50. I think he's going to go. He's to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
And if you follow NFL football, that beautiful day will come when your team is going to the Super Bowl. And I wanted to start with the NFL from last season to help explain two ways to bet. And that's talking about the spread or the money line. So the spread represents the oddsmaker's best what? Calculation? I'll say guess, right? Between a numerical separation between the two teams. And sometimes the spread can be as little as half a point because close, particularly at the highest levels of professional sport. You know, there's talent on each side, and you can't have a better than last year's Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But the Chiefs to win by a little bit, making the Bay Bucks the underdog. And the Chiefs entered as 3-point favorites. And so what does that mean to you if you're betting with the spread? Well, simply, if you wanted to bet on Kansas City, they had to win by more than 3 points. They had to win by at least 4 points. And if you wanted to bet on Tampa Bay, they could lose the game as long as they didn't lose by more than 3 points. You would win. So that's what the spread does for you. It kind of equalizes it. It kind of creates a situation where both sides of the bet are attractive. You know, and the points are going against them. I mean, you know, you really got to think about it because the teams are so close. So if you went with the favorite, you were thinking, oh, they got to cover the spread. They got to win by more than three. But that's not the way it turned out. The spread wasn't even a factor. The underdog Buccaneers won 31-9. So who cared about the spread, man? But, you know, these spreads are so close sometimes because the teams have so much talent and then they give the favor to the home team. Or maybe there's a key injury on one team. So that makes the team with the injury an underdog. And that's what odds makers do. You know, they consider all the factors. And all you got to do is decide, well, should I bet to cover the spread or should I not? And that's what's so much fun. So I want to talk about those first games and those first days of the regular NFL season. And of course, Kansas City Chiefs, so disappointed last year in their Super Bowl performance. But what a great football team. But they're also playing a very upstart, rising Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns are at Kansas City. And although the Chiefs have home field advantage, they're less than a touchdown favorite. So it's a Kansas City Chiefs minus 6.5, which means they have to win by 7 points or more. Casinos USA, we bet the Kansas City Chiefs to cover the spread and beat the Cleveland Browns. And what about those Super Bowl champions, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Well, the Dallas Cowboys are at Tampa Bay, and the point spread is -7. So if you're going to go with Tampa Bay, which is what Casinos USA did, we'll believe they'll win this game by 8 or more, Tampa Bay. Cover the spread, and you will win. I will win by betting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the spread to cover. And our third NFL pick is a Monday night game in Las Vegas, and Casinos USA will be there, baby. All right. Man, oh, man. And I don't know how good the Raiders will be this year. Will they win 7 games, 8 games, 9 games? Will they make the playoffs? But I do know this. Even though they'll be excited because of the first regular season crowd, football crowd at Allegiant Stadium, to see an NFL Monday night game, despite all the hoopla, we believe the Baltimore Ravens, who only has to cover 4.5, winning by 5 points or more, we're going with the Ravens. So, yeah, those are our first week 3 NFL picks. Whether you bet $1, $10, $20, or $30 like we did on each game, wow, we're excited. And, hey, keep it in check, whatever you do. There's no guarantees, and for goodness sakes, don't bet the way we bet just because we say it. You bet the way you want to bet, right? But if you're betting the spread, remember, you've got to cover if you take the favorite. And if you don't take the favorite, then your team could lose and still win if it's in that range of the spread. Okay, let's come up for air, and we're going to talk about college football and the money line. Another way we bet when we bet college sports is on the money line. And there's a difference, and you'll enjoy it. So when we're talking about the money line, we're talking about just picking the winner. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I don't have to worry about points. I just want to pick the winner. I just want to pick the winner. So you're probably thinking, well, hell, bet Alabama every game. And we'll talk about that strategy. So it might be that if you want to bet Alabama every game, you might have to bet $900 to have a chance to win $100. That's what happens. You know, they make you pay for picking the obvious favorite by paying you less money and making you bet more. It's more or less like the don't pass bet in craps. If you're craps players, you know, you have an advantage. And so you got to, you know, you got to bet $20 to win 10. What the hell? Oh, my. Don't pass odds I'm talking about. So, look, don't worry about that. If you just enjoy picking winners, the money line might be the way you go. And, you know, you're not going to take a risk when you got to put down $900 to win $100. Let's talk about reality here. Because in the opening week in the Southland, there is one great football game on the horizon. And that's mighty Clemson against a fortified, more secure, more confident Georgia Bulldogs. Who's going to win that game? Are you going to go with Clemson? Well, Alabama smacked them pretty good in the college football championships last year. You know what? Notre Dame did better against Alabama than Clemson did. And Notre Dame beat Clemson during the regular season. And Notre Dame was a really good football team, but they weren't as good as Alabama. Okay. So, Clemson and Georgia. Well, Georgia collapsed last year. But again, they're back. So, what are we going to do? And let's talk about that right now. We are going to tell you openly, we are going with Georgia. And Vegas sportsbooks have them as the underdog. So let's tell you what happens with our $100 bet in college football. When you look at the board, the odds on the money line board, the odds say Georgia plus. And when they say anybody plus, they're talking about the underdog. Georgia plus 160, which means if you bet Georgia, you pick them to win the game. Don't worry about points. Win by 1 point or more. And you bet $100, you will win $160. Now, my dear listeners, let's say you're a Clemson Tiger fan. The Tigers are real, baby, and they can bite. Well, there's a minus before the odds, money line odds we're talking, and it means that you're the favorite. And there's a 200, which means you have to bet $200 to win $100. Yeah. So despite my rah-rah for the Bulldogs, and despite my belief that Clemson will lose to Georgia, Clemson is clearly the favorite, but you, because they are, you have to bet $200 to win $100. That's betting on the money line. And of course, another option for you is to bet just the over and under total. You know, we're not picking the winner. Or you can pick the winner and still bet the over and under. And for this game, the total was 51.5. So if you're betting over, they got to combine for 52 points. If you're betting under, it has to be under 51.5 or 51 points. And does this matter? Each of Georgia's last five season openers have gone under the total points line. More or less, defense speaks early. I don't know. That's the choices that you have. But on the money line, you just pick the winner. So that's what we're going to do, and we'll be ready to go on September 4th at 7:30. That's when the big game in Charlotte at the Bank of America Stadium between the Georgia Bulldogs and Clemson Tigers will be played. All right, ladies and gentlemen, take your seats, please. I hope you understand how exciting this can be. But please, do you have to pay for this information? Well, not here, right? And we don't even want you to use our information. But do you have to pay for it? There are people that tout themselves, you know, saying, you know, we'll give you the best five bets and charge you $75 or $10 a bet or whatever it is. There's all over the internet you can imagine. And some of these people are very, very knowledgeable and some aren't. But last year, we won our first 21 bets. And, you know, we don't devote ourselves to this this enterprise. We're recreational gamblers. So I'm just saying you might have as much luck just going with your intuition and your allegiance to college teams rather than doing all the research. But, you know, do a little bit. Just do a little bit and enjoy it. Just keep it reasonable. It doesn't really matter how much you bet, does it? You just want to have that sense of satisfaction when you win. You know, it sort of seems when you make a bet, you know, whether online or at a sports book and you win, that's like you somehow you have moral high ground, right? Like somehow like you're smarter and better than other people, right? Oh my goodness, I got that right. I got that right. Well, how do you think we felt last year when we had 21 straight wins? Oh man, our ball cap wouldn't fit anymore. Holy cow. But that didn't last. But we came back for the Super Bowl, baby, because we picked Tampa Bay. We picked Tampa Bay. And the spread didn't mean a damn thing that night. No. Well, throughout the season, we will have a sports betting segment the rest of the way. And they'll be short, of course. And we'll give you our picks. And you do what you want to with them. Probably don't use them. But at least you can track what we do and how much fun we have doing it. Move on to part two of today's podcast and talk about something important before we leave for Las Vegas in September. And we're going to give you our tips because there are things, particularly when you're, you know, coming a distance and you're flying, that you have to do, you know, that you might not think of. And so curious as this might sound, you think, well, everybody knows what to do when they go on vacation. You know what? There are things you might forget and there's a great expense possibly because you forgot them. Okay, we'll be back and talk about our travel tips getting ready for Vegas. Well, if you're flying to Vegas or wherever, you know, control of that flight is out of your hands. Well, we were changed. Our flight was supposed to leave on September 12th at, I think, 12:15, something like that, from the Pittsburgh airport. Would put us in Vegas, you know, after 4 o'clock, that's for sure. However, it was changed. The flight was changed. And we didn't like how it was changed. It was changed from a nonstop to an 8-hour trip, 2 stops. But we got it changed back to a nonstop the same day. This is with Southwest, and our new flight is at 7 a.m. And we'll arrive into Las Vegas in the morning, you know, because we're gaining hours. We're coming from the east to the west, so we're going to get there, you know, hours before our hotel would accept us. So one of the things we had to do was we had to pay for early check-in. And our first few days were at the Luxor Tower, And we, for my reservations, we paid $20 more. And they try, they don't guarantee early, but they try to have you in by 11. And what they do is they accept so many reservations as early reservations, are making an extra $20 on that. And they target those rooms to be cleaned and ready to go first, right? Makes sense. They're making an extra $20, but they can't guarantee it for everyone or exactly at 11. Now, we've done this, you know, half a dozen times, get early check-in. And every time we've been in 10:30, 11, 11:15, it's awesome. And, you know, so the day's great and we're off doing what we want to do. So, you know, consider things at the airport, changing your reservations, that could happen, and then be prepared for spinoffs because of that. So the early check-in was one of them. Another thing we had to do was we had to make reservations with parking at the airport. There'll always be a place to park, but if you don't reserve the long-term lot or the economy lot, which is, you know, I think the economy is $7, the long-term is $9 a day, but we like that one because there's a shuttle to it. And it's basically sold out already. We went online to flypittsburgh.com, and almost every airport has this kind of thing where you can reserve your parking spaces, you know, weeks and months in advance, and you pay with a credit card, and, you know, you're cool. You got a place. But if you don't, you can get kicked over to long-term. If, you know, if it's sold out, if the gates are closed, and you go to short-term, and you'll be paying $24 a day. Ouch. And one of the other things we have to make sure is done is we have a pet. You know, we have Oliver, and, you know, dogs and cats, somebody has to take care of them. You just can't go to Vegas and leave them. Hey, guys, have a nice day. You can be by yourself. But the concern there is if you're going to use a kennel as we do, you have to make sure that your pet has the necessary shots and they're up to date or they won't take them. And I wouldn't want to take my dog to a kennel that didn't, honest to goodness, enforce that, you know. So we had to make sure that his vaccinations were up to date, and we have to take copies of that to the kennel. And, you know, the day that we take Oliver, the day that we're boarding, we're actually taking him the day before in the morning, so he's going to have a longer stay than we are because he's going to start a day early. Now, if you're a homeowner, you know, these are things that we've heard and experienced and, you know, discussed over the years. If there's a water line work near your home, you know, and the water company turns off the water and then goes in and does whatever, when those start back up again, they often give the water pipes such a jolt that inside the house things can happen. I don't want to sound silly, but you could blow a toilet up. I don't mean it, you know, blow up like a grenade, but you could ruin it and would have to be repaired. Also, the water lines that go into your washing machine, they could, because of the instant jolt of pressure, they could crack and then you could have serious flooding. And we know both of these things have happened to people that we're friends with. So one of the things you need to think about is make sure on your checklist the day that you depart on your trip that you turn off the water in the house. And if you have rattling pipes, you know, that's something you should do every 2 months anyway. Turn off the water, open all the faucets, let everything drain out, and the rattle will go away. You know, I'm talking about homes with radiators here because that's what happens sometimes. The pressure builds up. But anyway, that's something else you need to think about. And here's one that might catch you. Almost all states have car inspections. Well, is your car inspection up to date, or is it going to expire at the airport while you are away? And there is an issue because, at least in the Pittsburgh airport, the state police make it a practice to look for expired stickers on cars. Pennsylvania State Police always making sure the law is enforced. And you could come back and you could get a ticket because your car inspection sticker has expired. Oh. So there's another concern. I hope it doesn't touch you, but it could. And talking about airport parking lots, oh, I had a friend who didn't write down where he parked. And 5 hours he had to look for his car. So first thing, when you get out of that car, take a picture of the closest sign that identifies where you are. Take a couple pictures and then make sure they're there, all right? Put them on your phone, of course, all right? So make sure you know where you park. And, of course, if you have to take a prescription of some type along with you on your vacation, you have to make sure that that thing is filled and ready to go. It's not going to run out while you're away. Now, it is true, if there's an emergency, be aware that physicians can write prescriptions across state lines. You know, they can just send it to Las Vegas. But you don't want the hassle of worrying about that, contacting your physician to get a prescription. So make sure any necessary medicines that you have them, you're ready to go. But you can send prescriptions today. They can be sent, rather, across state lines by physicians to a pharmacy. I hope it doesn't have to happen, but if it did, it can be done. But forget the hassle. Make sure everything you need to take with you, you have. Boy, and one of the things we have to double, triple check is, you know, we rely on the American Casino Guide coupons for a lot of fun, and also Anthony Curtis's Las Vegas Advisor, the rewards book, those coupons for a lot of fun. And, you know, that gives us a great day on Fremont Street, where we basically use those coupons to play at almost every casino with free play. And also to have breakfast, dinner, whatever, because there's two-for-ones all packed into those things. So any kind of promotional coupons that you have, and again, we use the American Casino Guide and also Anthony Curtis's Las Vegas Advisor Rewards Book. Make sure you have those packed, that you didn't forget them, or you'll be sick about it, because you literally could save hundreds of dollars with those coupons. Remember, we're staying for a week, so we're going to eat great, but some days we want to eat cheap. And Janie reminded me of this one because it's happened to us. We came back from Vegas with broken luggage. And, yeah, we made it back barely. We didn't lose anything. But you know what? We can't take it again. So you don't want to be packing, you know, the day before and then find out, hey, this bag doesn't stay closed, right? So check out your luggage, you know. We travel to lots of other places besides Las Vegas, you know, in our cars, and throw those bags around and just make sure that everything's, you know, working well. You know, check out your luggage. That's big. That is no doubt. And then also Janie told me to remind our listeners that sit down together and make a list so that both people have it and both of you can contribute to a list, because, you know, what I gave you, I'm sure I left some things off that you would need to do. So make a list, and there's a co-responsibility. You know, it's not your wife's concern. It's not your husband's concern. It's all of your concern. So make sure that list is met, the things that you know you have to do. Now, there's different ways to look at this, but we have discussed an agenda, but we don't want to create a rigid agenda. We're traveling and spending the first few days out there with friends. You know, one of the friends that I grew up with and one of my high school friends and his wife. And so, you know, obviously there's things we'd like to do and talk over with them, but we're not going to say at 10 o'clock on this day we're going to be here and then at 3 o'clock we're going to be there. That's not how it works. However, I do want to give you one final tip, and it's not political, it's just a reality. More and more Vegas venues are requiring vaccination cards, proof of vaccination. So we suggest that you get your vaccine cards laminated and put them in your wallets now so you don't forget them, because it might be that a restaurant or a show, Allegiant Stadium, will not let you enter without proof of vaccination. So please get that done. That's very important. And for those of you who haven't been vaccinated, that's an individual decision. But again, if you have no proof of vaccination, there are certain things presently in Vegas that you will not be able to do. Well, this brings us to the end of our 2021 football special and part two of our travel tips. You know, so take our advice as you may, and you can just chuck it sometimes, right, when it comes to gambling. However, we do hope that there's a travel tip that we mentioned that maybe you hadn't thought of before. And, of course, you can give us all the feedback that you would like. Our 24/7 voicemail is 1-724-519-4556. Feel free to call and give us your comments. And in addition to that, feel welcome to join our Facebook group, Casinos USA. All you need to do is answer a few questions telling us that you're not going to advertise. You can post travel to post, of course, or gambling information, but you're not going to advertise a product that you're selling. We get a lot of that. Okay. Well, thank you for listening, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. And remember, as always, Casinos USA is still a place where every day is Saturday. So long.